No. Okay. So the Gemara says on Daf Lamed Gimel and Aleph, about 10 lines down, Niktam Rosho. Tani Ula Bar Chinina. Niktam Rosho vi also bo Tamra Kosher. If the top of the Hadas is chopped off, but a berry grows there, meaning it can regrow, Rashi points out that if you put it in water, it can regrow even after it's picked. So then it's no longer broken. It's healed itself. And therefore it's kosher. This gives rise to an interesting question. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Niktam Rosh Erev Yontif, Yelzebul Tam Rabbi Yontif Mahu. What if, at least our Gersa says, right, it was broken, the head was broken before Yontif, and then a berry grows on it on Yontif, or some sort of growth, whatever exactly it means, let's call it a berry. What?
A small mold.
Small
mold. Like a mushroom thing. That would make sense if it was wet.
No, I think it means it actually sprouts something. I think it actually sprouts a berry or something. Okay, Voltsma Timer Yontif Mahu, and then it gets kosher again on Yontif. So it's possible before Yontif, it gets kosher on Yontif. What's the question? You have to roll now, it's kosher. Yesh Dichoy, Yetzel Mitzvos, Olo, is the concept of Dichoy apply to Mitzvos or not? Was it last year we learned Mesechta Kedushin? So last year we talked about Dichoy, but we talked about Dichoy in Kodshim, and in the summer we again talked about Dichoy in Mesechta Zvachim, and we talked about Dichoy in terms of maybe we didn't get to it in Zvachim, but we talked about Dichoy in Kodshim. And most of the sugyos in Dichoy and Shas are about Kodshim, but a couple places in Shas, they ask the question whether the concept of Dichoy, what does Dichoy mean? If there's a carbon that was pusled once and then becomes kosher again, it stays pusled. So here they're asking, what about Dichoy by Mitzvos? There's a Hadas that was pusled, then it became kosher again. Does it stay pusled or not? Right, each dichoy it's a mitzvah or not. The Gemara never, dichoy is a bit of a tricky concept. The Gemara never explicitly says why dichoy is pasul and karbanos. And the Gemara never explicitly says what the svara is that dichoy should apply to mitzvos or should not apply to mitzvos. The Rishonim do not deal with this a lot, but the Rush in Moed Katan explains that why might we assume, he says there are actually two opinions, right? Our Gemara is in Ibaya, we'll see that it's never fully resolved. Or probably, simple shot, never fully resolved. Why should there be Dichoy by Kodshim and not by Mitzvos? So the Rosh Mokotin explains that by Kodshim, the Cheftza has its own status, right? The Cheftza is a Cheftza that needs to be Nikar Val Mizbeach. Right, the obviously Gavra also has a chiv to bring certain karbonos, but the chefta has a momentum of its own. A chefta of hektish has a chiv that it must be nikar v'algam and there's meach. Therefore, if that chefta was pasled, its momentum was derailed, and it is now pasled forever. However, the Rush explains by mitzvos the chefta is not chayiv in mitzvos. Right, this hadas has no obligation to be shaken on Sukkos. As a matter of fact, like, you know, what does the Hadas have to do with anything? I could pick a different Hadas, right? There's nothing special. This Hadas does not have any obligation inherent in it. Rather, the Gavra has an obligation. And the Gavra was never Nidche. If the Gavra became Nidche, that's a different story. But, you know, but, and that's actually what he's talking about. His famous Achot, the Gavra of Rittenberg, which is not our Sugya now. If Lo Aleinu, someone became an Avel while they were a Katan and then became Bar Mitzvah, he says to Dichoy, they're now Potter because the Gavra was Nidcha. But basically, what does the Rush say? He's not saying there's no such thing as a Chefta Shel Mitzvah at all. Obviously, there are Cheftas that have a status that is relevant to Mitzvahs. But he's saying that by Kodshim, the Chefta has a Chiyuv within it, and therefore the Chefta could be Nidcha. By Mitzvahs, the Gavra has the Chiyuv within him. And therefore, if something's wrong with the Cheftza, that's not a problem, because the Chiyuv never inhered in the Cheftza in the first place, which definitely is very intuitive to us, specifically about Hadas. There's no Chiyuv inherent in the Hadas. The Chiyuv is on me. I can pick any Hadas in the world.
Can't you pick also any carbon in the world?
No, but once the carbon's hectic, it has to be brought.
To use it.
I can bring a different carbon. I still have to bring this one. And it's not even... Okay, yeah. The and basically, a few of the formulations, I put some brackets that Chassam Sofer understands from the Ravid, that it's because there's Kedusha to Kachim. Obviously, that's why they're called Kachim. There's no Kedusha to a Chefshal Mitzvah, right? A Chefshal Mitzvah doesn't have Kedusha, right? There's a Chefs of Kedusha, like a Karban, like a Sefer Torah, etc., right? But Tashmisha Kedusha are not Mizrakin. You have to put in Geniza and Sheamus. Tashmisha Mitzvah Mizrakin. There's no Kedusha in Mitzvahs. And therefore, that Chefza is not as, that since the Chefza doesn't have the status of Kedusha, therefore it's not so delicate, and it cannot, the fact that it becomes possible once does not derail it forever.
Can't you also come from what we were talking about, Mitzvah about Ba'Avera? There were three, there was a Hedyot, and there was a Kedushin, and also for a Mitzvah. Mitzvah sometimes had different requirements for Mitzvah about Ba'Avera than Kedushin, because it was a...
Correct.
So the same, you can make the same distinction here.
Correct. Correct. So here we have Manda Omar Ein Dichoy Ben Mitzvos. I mean, it's not really Manda Omar. We don't have a name associated with it. It's just a tzad, right? Why Ein Dichoy Ben Mitzvos? So says the Rush, the way I understand the Rush, right? Because Chiyuv is in on the Gavra, not the Chefza, or the way the Chassam Sofer understands the Rush, because there's no Kedusha in the Chefza. Okay, it could be the Ochiv. And that's the Rav here, and the Rishima Shirim says, there's no Chalos Psol in the Chefza, because the sense of it's like the Rosh. Obviously, we know there's a Hadas Pasol. What does it mean there's no Chalos Psol? We know a Hadas, the Nikdam Rosh Pasol. Actually, we'll see in another block that we don't know that. But right now, we know Hadas, Shniktam, Rosh is Pasol. But it doesn't mean the Psol is in the Hadas. The Psol is in me, that I can't bring this Hadas, because I have to bring something that is... So so some combination, the Hari Kedem, its formulation says, it's all one big thing. There's no Kedusha. The Iker is not the Chefta. The Iker is the Chiyuv Gavra.
But the Rosh admits in my katan that there is some sort of dichoy by mitzvos, meaning if it's not beyond the attacking, if it's near benitcha.
No, I'm taking how he explains the mandar rain dichoy by mitzvos. And then he says there's even a mandar yesh dichoy by mitzvos, but I'm within that this mandar
omer.
Okay. That's within the other mandar omer. Okay, the Rav has a slightly different formulation here. That's the Rav's first one. It's not really a chiyuv psul, is not chal lecheft in the same way, because the cheft is not as significant. The Rav has another formulation also in the Rishima Shiurim in his second Hesber. He says, no, maybe there is a psol and a cheftza. The only difference is, what's the difference between a psol and a cheftza of a carbon and a psol and a cheftza of a mitzvah? If a cheftza is possible for mitzvah, there's no iser. Is it an aveira to shake apostle lulav and esrog? No, it's just not a mitzvah. It's a lysakot biyama. It's a meaningless act, right? It's not an aveira to do a mitzvah that's apostle. Just you haven't accomplished anything. You've just wasted your time. If you bring apostle karban, then that's an aveira, right? It's an aveira to bring. It's a lot to bring apostle karban.
I think he said the same thing about the shema, but he defined the two different the shema because in the shema v'yitim.
Correct, that could also be different. So what he says is, because there's no answer to use a chetza psula for a mitzvah. But there is an answer, so he thinks that maybe it could be this in dichois, because there's an answer to bring apostle karbo. Once the answer is chal, it's usher forever. But in it's negative. When a karbon is apostle, it's negative. That negative sticks. When a mitzvah is possible, it's not negative, it's just neutral. Whatever you do is no ma'al of lo morid. Okay, neutral is not a chalos that sticks. Isser is a chalos that sticks. Now, what is the... then, they don't go on to explain so well, but Rav Lichtenstein taught Zvachim, he got into this a little more, right? You learned Zvachim from Rav Lichtenstein?
I learned this too.
Okay, great. So, you could just ask, then, what is the manda amar? Yesh dichoy b'mitzvah stink, right? What is my number? Yesh dichoy b'mitzvah stink. So here you can have two approaches. Here you could say he argues about dichoy, and he says dichoy applies even when there's no iser. I think in this formulation, you only have one option, the Rav's second formulation. Woman number says dichur only applies if there's an isser. There's no isser in mitzvos. It's neutral. The other one says no, dichur applies even if there's no isser. The other possibility is, however, in here, you could say one of two possibilities. Either he argues about dichoy and says dichoy applies even when there's no kedusha or chiyuv in the hefza. Right now he says dichoy is much more broad. You think dichoy only applies to the kedusha in the hefza? No, dichoy applies even when there's no kedusha in the hefza. Or you could say he argues about mitzvos. Here, this would be very fascinating. It could be the machlokas is not about dichoy. The machlokas is about mitzvos. The suffix is not about whether dichoy applies broadly or narrowly. The suffix, what's the nature of mitzvah? And he says, there is kedusha to a chet shel mitzvah. Maybe he holds there is kedusha to a chet shel mitzvah. In which case, maybe they're arguing about mitzvos. How much of a chefter shal mitzvah really is there? Is there a real chefter shal mitzvah with kedusha? This is what the Rav implies. Or no? Is there really kedusha, this chefter shal mitzvah, something very, very special, which if it's ruined, it's ruined forever? Or no, it's just a prop that's necessary, and if it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. If it's bad, you can make it good again. This is a very fundamental machlokas. I put in brackets some makoros because I don't want to totally get into it. But this is a machlokas all over Shas. Is there kedusha to a chefter shal mitzvah, or is there not? Interestingly, in our Masechet, what Chetzer Shal Mitzvah seems to have Kedusha? Sukkah. Because it says, Keshem Shachol Shem Shamayim Al HaChagiga, the Drasha, Kach Daftes, I think, Daftes, Kach Chol Shem Shamayim Al HaSukkah. The question is that a general rule of, is it a general rule that mitzvahs have Kedusha or not? On the one hand, we say, Tashmishe Mitzvah Nizrakin. When you finish using something that's just a mitzvah, you can throw it in the garbage. Even though nowadays we're a little more machmir about some of them. But I think this really surrounds the Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, right? The Gemara and Shabbos, and then I'll leave the Idach Perusha to be Zol Gemara. The Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph says, you're not allowed to count your money to the light of the Chanukah candles. Now, of course, it could be the maskana here, something unique in a Chanukah candle, but that's not our topic now. What does the Gemara say here? The Gemara says here, v'chiner kedusha yishbo. Why is it usher to use the light of the Chanukah candles? Is this kadosh? So yes, kidam kedusha yishbo. Does blood of shechting have kedusha? And yet, b'meshe shafei chashel yichzene b'rego. So you mitzvah zuyus love. You're not allowed to cover to kisa down with your foot. So that's a bizoy mitzvah. Hachanam shlo mitzvah zuyus love. The simple pshat is asked: is there kedusha in Chanukah candles? Is there kedusha in dam? No, but you just can't be mevaza mitzvos. Sounds like there's no kedusha. You just can't be mevaza mitzvos. So the Ramban there and in the Megillah that was a bracket says no. What it means is that because there's kedusha, you can't do it in a way of bizoyim because it's being mavaza cheft of kedusha. So there's two ways to read the maskana of the Gemara and Shabbos. Is the maskana of the Gemara and Shabbos, there's no kedusha, but still you shouldn't be mavaza mitzvah. Or there is kedusha, as the Ramban says, kedusha of kavod. There's a certain level of kedusha, which means you can't be mavaza because it has a certain level of kedusha. It doesn't have the same level of kedusha as karbanos, as the Beis HaMikdash, as the Sefer Torah, but it has a certain level of kedusha. So that also ties into quite a few sugyas. So this ties into the sugya of, this is a chakira in Shabbos. Avkav Bezim and Aleph. What's the maskana? Maskana is that there's no kedusha, but there's an iser of bizoy mitzvah. Or is the maskana that there's an iser of bizoy mitzvah because there is kedusha? And this ties into many, many things which we're not really getting into detail properly. So I just want to point out that when you start our sugya, it's a very difficult sugya to analyze because dichoy does not have very clear sugyas explaining the basic principles behind dichoy. But if we just want to know, should dichoy apply to mitzvahs or not, that's the suffix we're starting with. We can analyze that two ways. It could be argument about the standards of dichoy. That's the simple way. Does dichoy apply only when an isser, even when there's not an isser? Does it apply only when the chiv is in the chefza, or even when the chiv is not in the chefza? Does it apply only when there's kedusha in the chefza, or even when there's no kedusha? Or you could say they're arguing about mitzvos. Is there kedusha in a chefza shel mitzvah, which is that's very delicate, and that kedusha is pogum, it's nifgam forever? Or is there no kedusha in a chefza shel mitzvah? It's just a prop. Like, as long as you fix it, it's good enough. Okay, and this might be, then, this same question might tie into the question of how to read the maskana of Shabbos, Daf Chof Beis Aleph, and many other sugyas throughout Shas. But now we will leave that and get into the nitty-gritty of the Shak Vatari of our sugya. So let's go to our sugya. We have a suffix, Yeshdich, Yisem Mitzvah Shranach. The Gemara says, V'tif shot leimi hoditznan. Not actually from the Mishnah, but from the comment on the Mishnah, right? Ditznan kisov nizgal apadim l'chassos yisar ruachayv l'chassos. What does it say in the Mishnah about Kisei Adam? If you cover the Dam with dirt, and then the wind blows the dirt away, you're potter, because you're already where you'll see. If the wind covered it, you're chayev. For Amar of Arachan, Amar of Yochan, Lushana, El Shechazman is Gala. Ava lo Chazman is Gala, Potman Chasus. That's only if the wind covered it, and then the wind blew away the dirt. Then you're chayev. But if the wind covered it, and it still covered, you're potter. Now, let's think about this. What's the case? 1 o'clock, there's Shkita, and there's uncovered blood. 1:01, the wind covered the blood. 1:02, the wind uncovered the blood. So what do we say? At 1 o'clock, I am chayav mechassos. At 1:01, I am putter, because it's already covered by. At 1:02, I become chayav again. That proved there's no dichoy. Why wasn't it nidche at 1:01? We see from here, dichoy doesn't have to be because something disgusting or terrible happened to it. Here, nothing disgusting happened to it. It was just passeled from the mitzvah of kisei adam because it was already covered. Okay? So, why don't we say dichoy?
What's strange is that if he covered it, then he'd be putter.
If he covered it, he'd be putter forever. When the wind covered it, it's putter temporarily, but hold on. If it's patur temporarily, why isn't it possible forever? Because of dichoy. So that proves that there's no dichoy b'mitzvos. Right? So, and that's exactly what our Papa says. Ve'avina, but we analyze it. Kichos v'nizgala ma'chay v'chassos hol v'idchi idchi. After all, when it was nidcha, it should be nidcha. V'amar our Papa, zos omeris, ain't dichoy le mitzvos. Our Papa says, we deduce from here, ain't dichoy et mitzvos, right? That's pretty pashut. So, why did Rav Huna Bar Chinna have any baya? No. Why did the Reb Yirmiyah have any baya? Didn't Rav Papa already answer that? So the Gemara answers, and we'll read this the simple way. Rav Papa gufa mi baya le. Right? He has a question about Rav Papa himself. What did Rav Papa mean? Mifshet pashalei din dichel mitzvah lo shel kulu shel. Did Rav Papa mean it's a sure in dichel to mitzvah bein mekulu bein mechumra? Odilma spooky misapgalay luchumar min lukulu amrinan. Maybe our Papa meant he's misupig about dichrei to mitzvos, and therefore, to be makel, you'll say there's to be machri, you'll say in dichrei, but you won't say to be met, you'll be machri both ways. So that was the suffik in dichrei mitzvos vaday, or suffik v'lachem chaya misuffik. Okay, so he wasn't sure. Nafkamina would be in the hadas case of vaday in dichrei to mitzvos a kosher hadas now. If suffering in dichritz mitzvah, suffering yesh dichritz mitzvah, is apostle hadas. Teiku, we don't know the answer. Okay, that's the beginning of the Gemara. Then we try to bring a raya, which we'll come back to in a moment. Now, we just have two problems in this Gemara. What's the first strange thing about this Gemara, about bringing a raya from Kisei Adam to Tamra in our Girsa?
Tamra's on your mitzvah.
Exactly. So that's the famous question. The problem is, what's the problem? The problem is that the case of also ba tamra is a case of dichoy meikara. How do we know, by the way, that it's different dichoy meikara near Vinidcha from a faraway sugya on the other side of Shas?
No, from the Amud Beis.
From Amud Beis, right? So clearly, this is the near Vinidcha and dichoy meikara. That's a case of dichoy meikara. Why? Because it was niktam roshim erev yontif. When yontif started, it was already puzzle. Dichoy meikara, but because niktam
Rosho, Me'erev Yomtif. But in the case of Kisahu Haruach, that's clearly a case of Nira V'Nitche. Why? Because the wind can't cover it till it already landed. Once it landed, it was Chayev, it was Nira, and then the wind covered it, it was Nira V'Nitche. Right? By definition, even if it wouldn't be 1:01, it'd be 1 o'clock in 1 second. It would still be Nira V'Nitche for 1 second. So how can you compare Nira V'Nitche to Dichoy Me'ikara? After all, in Amud Beis, we see they're two separate things. The Gemara all over has an Ibaya. Whether Dichoy Me'ikar is as bad as Nira V'Nitche or not, Nira V'Nitche is worse. Why? Because the Kedusha was Chal, and then was derailed. Now it's derailed forever. Opposed to Dichoy Me'ikar, it was never got on the track in the first place. If it never got on the train, never got on the track in the first place, that's fine. Fix the engine, it goes. Train was on the track and fell off. Even if you fix the engine, train's still broken. This is a... How can we compare these two things? What's Rashi's answer to how we can compare these two things?
That initially, Rabbi Yirmiyahu was asking both questions, but the Gemara didn't get to.
Right, or say a little bit. Hashda lo dayik min dich mekar the nerev nidche. At this point of the Gemara, we're not yet differentiating between nerev nidche and dich mekara. What do we hashda now, as opposed to Amud Beis? In Amud Beis, we start differentiating, but at this point, we don't differentiate. Okay, you're allowed to say we didn't think of that differentiation yet. Now, maybe we'll come back to it in a few moments. We didn't think of that differentiation just stomp because we weren't in the mood, which is going to be Rashi himself, or for a very lumdish reason, which is going to be the Gra we'll get to. But one answer is Rashi says that lo dayik mechalik. We were medayik through mechalik, so it's one big ibaya of all types of dichoy. Later on, the Gemara says you can't have one big ibaya. There's a separate ibaya of nirvanitcha and a separate ibaya of dichoy kara. That's later. But now, we didn't think of that. Okay, that's the Rashi's answer. Are there any other answers? Okay, the rid is based on who? On Rabbeinu Chananel, what is Rabbeinu Chananel's girsa right here? Notice the difference. Rabbeinu Chananel's girsa. I told you, Daik and Rabbeinu Chananel. Hopefully more than a few years left. Right now, I'm still good, but it's a little more challenging than it was when I was these guys' age.
Or you can get better glasses. There's another carrot.
Rabbeinu Chananel says Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabosai, also Botam. Also beyomtif mai. Right, also beyomtif mai. The tamer came on yomtif. What doesn't it say? It doesn't say nikdam rosh me'erev yomtif. Not only that, it says for me my coming barley yishdich it's a mitzvah lo dim nira v'nidche v'nira came in shenidche nidche odil ma came to chazav nira kashu. He says the original Ibaya was Nira V'Nitcha. What does that mean? He just didn't have our Gersa. Our Gersa said, Niktam Roshim Erev Yontif. He didn't have a Gersa. Says Rabbeinu Chananel, it's all Nira V'Nitcha. This case is, obviously, Niktam Rosho B'Yontif. But also go Tamra Biyontif, which equals Nira V'Nidcha. And this case is Nira V'Nidcha. This whole sugya is only Nira V'Nidcha. And Dichoy Me'ikar, we're not talking about Dichoy Me'ikar until a later sugya. But in Amud Aleph, we're not dealing with Dichoy Me'ikar. In Amud Beis, we're talking about Dichoy Me'ikar. But in Amud Aleph, we have no tips of Dichoy Me'ikar. That makes perfect sense. And who likes the Rachz Girsa? Which two Rishonim like the Rachz Girsa?
The Rid
and the Balamor. The Rid and the Balamor both like the Rachz Girsa for this reason and for another reason. That we'll see in a moment. But are there any other answers to this question? What does the Ritva and the Ra'ah say? I know only the Ritva was. The Ra'ah was in brackets. Three. The Ritva and the Ra'ah. They say very pashut. The Ibaya was Dichoy Me'ikara. And here, it was an Ibaya on Dichoy Me'ikara. Now,
how could they be poshed in the bayi of dichme kara from near of an idcha? Now it's not so simple. It's not so hard. Can I be poshed in the bayi of one thing from another thing?
Maybe. It depends how you do it.
Depends which direction, right? Dichme near of an idcha is more chomer. So if I have something more chomer and it's usher, I can't be poshed in the bayi about something more kal. But if something more chomer is mutter, then of course I can be bayi poshed in. So here, pashtu. Biderech kol shekein de'im ein dichoy v'nirev v'nidche kol shekein she'ein dichoy me'ikara. Technically, the right phrase should not be ein dichoy v'nirev v'nidche. It should be nirev v'nidche chazer v'nirev. If even nirev v'nidche is not dochoy, kol shekein. So it's biderech kol. It's not equating. Rashi says we just didn't distinguish. The Rashi says they're both near v'nidche. The Ritva and the Rashi say no. One is near v'nidche. One is dichamei kara. Are you allowed to be poshing one from the other? Yes, if it's in the right direction. If we would have said near v'nidche is not dichoy, we couldn't have been poshed. But if we say near v'nidche is not dichoy, then kol shekein dichamei kara is not dichoy. So we have three answers to how to resolve this apparent inconsistency.
Nirav and Nidcha was not Dochoy.
That's what it is.
Right, but then that shouldn't prove anything about
Kol Shekein Dichamei Kara is not Dochoy, because Dichamei Kara is more Kal.
Okay,
yes. Now, one other question we just have to deal with, which is, what's the other steer we have here? Now, we will come back to this, but let's do one other steer. What's the Maskon of our Gemara? Maskana of our Gemara is, what's Maskana of the Ibaya? Maskana of the Ibaya is Teku. Right? So hold on a second. Problem number two. That Maskanas Ibaya de Rabbi Yirmiya Bidaf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, I meant, is Dichoy Meikara is taken. What's Maskana number base? Maskanas Hagemara Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. What's Maskana Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis? Let's review for a second. Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Dichoy Meikara is for sure not Dichoy. Right? Dichoy meikara lo havi dichoy. So now it's a stira. Happened to be a teku, and then we're poshet. So the truth is, this didn't seem to bother Rashi. Here it becomes just a technical point. Does teku mean it's a real teku, or does teku just mean it's a teku for now? Most of the Rishonim assume teku means a real teku. Rashi doesn't seem to be bothered. Why do I say he doesn't seem to be bothered? Because if you look in Rashi in Amud Beis, Rashi says, in Dibur Maskil Elo Basar Da Agde, I'll just read. He says, the nifshot mina palga di bayla. Let's be poshe half of what we buy above. Yeshich esomet suzein dichoy. Nifshot mehacha. He seems to think they said teku, and then they tried to be poshe it later. Teku doesn't really mean teku. Teku just means teku for now till we get to Amud. Till we get to Amud Beis. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. So it could be that Rashi just thinks that teku is temporary, right? That's mashmos of Rashi, in my humble opinion. So I would say, Rashi says this is a temporary teku, and then they continue the discussion a little later. Okay, yes?
You said that Rashi thought that since the Gemara's beginning, it didn't distinguish between them. So the broad question does have an element of teku left, and that is Yerbenetva. So even though the Gemara in the next Amud is going to resolve part of it, Palgadish.
Okay, so what Chesky's suggesting is what the Ritva quotes from his Rabosav, right? Quotes the Ritva from his Rabosav. Ritva, the shame, Rabosav. And you're right, maybe that's what Durashi has in mind. He says that no, the Teku was on the case of Nira Venidcha. And the Shitusa is only on Dichoy Meikara. Meaning, what does he say? What is the Chesky suggesting in the Ritva goes to Rosa? The Teku is not going on Rav Yirmiyah. The Teku is only going on our suffix of Rav Papa. Meaning, it's not going on Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah was never asking the Teku. It's not that they had a Teku about Rabbi Yirmiyah's question of Dichoy Meikara. No, they never had a Teku about Rabbi Yirmiyah. They only had a Teku about the tangent of Rav Papa by Kisi Adam, which is Nirva Nidcha. So the Teku was only on the, let me say this a little weaker, on the tangent of Nirva Nidcha. The Teku was not on the originally Baya. The Teku was just on the side issue that we, the tangential issue that we came on to. Okay.
But then the Gemara just kind of like stops.
Or for Chesky, you could say it's not a tangential issue. For Rashi, you could say that it's just half the question.
If the Ritva of the Shem Rabosav is also quoting the Ra'ah in the Chidushim, so you could just say that the whole question wasn't did we meet Gora in the first place?
No, for us, not a problem.
For number two.
Ah, points out Joel, for number two, it's not a problem in the first place. That's actually the main reason the Balamor and the not the Ra'ah. It's not the Balamor, it's the Ralamor and the Rit. Answers the Rach and the Balamor and the Rid, for them it's no question in the first place. Right? That because Rabbi Yirmiyah was Nira Venitcha. And Nira Venitcha is a Teku. And the Pshitusa is only on Dichoy Meikara. Right, obviously, for the Rach, it's no problem in the first place. We're never discussing Dichoy Meikara in the first place. So for the Rach, there's obviously no stira. That's why the Balamor and the Rid like the Rach Skirsa. They say, we don't want to steer between the Teku and Amadeus. So no, the Pshitus Amadeus Dichoy Meikara, our sugya is only Nira Venitcha. Or the Rit from Shem Rabosav says, our sugya was near it, it was Dichoy Meikara, but got into a tangent of Nira Venitcha, and the Teku was only on Nira Venitcha. So these are somewhat similar. The Ritva of Shem Rabosav says, our sugya was discussing two things, but the Teku was only on Nira Venitcha. And they say, our sugya was only discussing Nira Venitcha in the first place. And therefore, there's no steward on the base. Of course, who gives a more creative answer to this is Tosfos and the Ritva. What is Tosfos Mechadish to answer this question?
It's beyond our theory.
Ah, they say two totally different questions. This is Dichoy Meikara, the Eino Biyado, and that's a Teku. This is Dichoy Meikara, Ubiyado, Latakin, right? And that is Nifshat Sheim Dichoy. There's two different cases. Amad Aleph, what's the difference? Amad Aleph is talking about Olsa Votamra. Also, the tamra, it's not up to you. You can't make it be also tamra. That's not biyado. Amad Beis is talking about if there are too many berries, and how can you fix it? By picking the berries. Picking the berries is biyado. Right? So he says that's the difference. Our Gemara is discussing dichoy when it's not biyado. Dichoy when it's not biyado is more chomer. Their dichoy meikara is aske b'tekum. Because that's a real dichoy. I can't possibly fix it. I never know if it'll become kosher again or not. Amad Beis is discussing dichoy when it's biyado. That's a much lighter dichoy. Because what do you mean nidcha? I can just fix it whenever I want. That's not such a big dichoy. And therefore, it's nifshat that there's not dichoy. And Tosa points out, it's before Shmar and Zvachin, that Rav Ashi, I think, says there. Is it Rav Ashi?
Yeah.
Who says there in Zvachin Daf Lamed Dalet Amad Beis, that what if a Kohen takes the blood in the receptacle, in the klisharis, and hands it to a puzzle guy, like Yisrael or some other puzzle guy. Should we say it's nidcha, because in the hands of this Yisrael it's puzzle? No, because it's biyado, you can just take it back from him. So that's not dichoy. So Tos says we see from here that whatever biyado is not dichoy. Here it gets into a very complicated sugya, which we're not going to totally get into, which is it really true that whenever it's biyado to fix it, there's no dichoy? So Tos points out, in Zvachan Daf Chof Dalid, even near Venidcha, there's no dichoy if it's biyado. In our sugya, we're only assuming that dichoy meikar is not dichoy if it's biyado. Tos says there's different levels of biyado. If it's easily fixable by you, then there's never dichoy. If it's fixable by you with difficulty, like nifka hamizbeach, you have to fix the mizbeach, but it's hard to fix the mizbeach, or like picking the berries, which is hard because it's malacha on yantif, and therefore it's hard to come up with a scenario where you can do it. It's not physically hard, but it's halachically hard to do, because it's an isra malacha. Then that's enough to take away dichoy meikara and not niravinitcha.
Those are your svaras. Tosos says yeshachah.
Tosos says yeshachah, but Tosos Rosh says this.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so we will leave it at that. Of course, what's the big weakness of Tosfos' pshat? The next line of the Gemara. What does the next line of the Gemara say? Lema ketanoi. Why don't we say dichoy b'mitzvos is amachlok ketanoim? Avar v'liktam pasol deriri lazer b'tzadok v'chacham nachshirin. Where lazer b'tzadok says, if you violate yontif and pick the berries, so now there's a minority of berries, it stays pasol, and the chacham say it becomes kasher. So therefore, riri lazer b'tzadok says yesh dichoy mitzvos, it stays pasol. And the Chachamim say, ein dichoy mitzvos, and it becomes kasher. For Tosis, that's a little dochot, because that's a case of biyado. Why are they bringing a right from biyado to a case that's not biyado? And Tosis admits, that's dochot about it, right? What does he say? V'had the ma'isi, the end of Tosis, leim if that only over linked, and I mean, much of the chui demand of our hasam, ein dichoy mitzvos, and biyado l'takein, v'hach ein biyado l'takein, yesh dichoy. Yeah, they could have said, that's not a good proof, they didn't bother to. That's a little dochot, right? So this is Dachok in the next line of the Gemara. But Tosfos willing to swallow that dachak, because after all, his whole point is that the case of Tamar and Amad Aleph and the case of Likut Anovim picking berries and Amad Beis are different sugyas. This is not Biyado, that is Biyado. All of a sudden, the Gemara mixes those two sugyas when they shouldn't. So he says, okay, you're right, they could have said don't mix the sugyas, but they didn't bother to because they had other things to say. All right. So here we have three or four answers to how over here we say it's a take on dichoy meikara. And in Amud Beis we're poshet that dichoy meikara is okay for the rach and the balamor and the rid. It's never a question in the first place. We never discuss dichoy meikara here. We're only discussing nirav and nidcha in our sukkah. And over here we say nirav and nidcha is take on, that matches Amud Beis. On Amud Beis we never answer nirav and nidcha. For Rashi seems to hold the way I. Perhaps just that, yeah, the take was not so serious, they're going to come back to it. Or what Chesky wants to say, similar to the Rabosa for the Ritva, that the takeaway is not going on everything we're discussing, it's not going on the beginning of Rabbi Yirmiyah's discussion, it's just going on the second thing we got to discuss, which is Nirav and Nidcha. So the take was on the second thing, not on the original thing. Okay, that's obviously Chiddush, the take was not going on the original Ibaya, but it's possible. And therefore, the take was only in Nirav and Nidcha, and that's not a steward of the days. Or Tosfos says it is a Stira in terms of they're both dichoy meikara, and one is a teku and one is nisha akula, but it's not a stira because this case is not biyado and that case is biyado.
Just to clarify, my answer was a little bit different than the that is that there was an actual teku on the part of the question. Like you don't have to get into the
for the ritva. There's also teku on part of the question on the part that we tried to bring as a kulshin. You're right. For you, it's a teku on part of Rabbi Yirmiyah.
Meaning the same question. Which
okay.
Has,
correct. Yeah, okay, I'm not sure, but here's a little more dachlik, because Rav Yirmiyah was machalik. How come all of a sudden the take was allowed to be machalik?
When you say the Balamar liked the Rebbeinu Hanan's text, are you saying that he had access to both texts?
Access to both yourselves, and he says logically Rebbeinu Hanan's is better because it eliminates all the questions. Meaning, Rebbeinu Hanan's not even like an answer to the questions. There's no question in the first place for Rebbeinu Hanan. It's locked for Rebbeinu Hanan.
He had no other reason. He didn't have any other
reasons. No, he wasn't doing mechkar in the Gersaot. He was just picking Gersa Misfara. Okay, whether you're allowed to pick a Gersa Misfara or not, we're not getting into now.
Okay, I have a real question. I really didn't understand the comparison to the Mara. I mean, what's the comparison between Hadas is a Chefsa Shomitzvah, and here you're just trying, the Dagdam is not a Chefsa Shomitzvah, you're just trying to get rid of it.
Okay, that's going a little too far. The Gemara does say it's bizoy mitzvah to do kisa down to your foot. It does seem to be a kaftishal mitzvah. Even though you call it getting rid of,
That's your interpretation. Okay. The truth is that Yisrael did Harvey, and I haven't done Harvey, I just haven't come up with anything good about it, because he's smiling, because he knows how much I've done on this, that the Hadas and the Kisui Adam are really slightly different cases, which is the Hadas is, this Hadas doesn't have to have anything done to it. It's just puzzle, and I need a Hadas. As opposed to the Kisui Adam, where this Dam has to be covered, and now it doesn't have to be covered. So the Hadas is a psul, the Kisui Adam is more of a ptur. The Hadas is a puzzle, it's no good, it was broken. Kisui Adam is more of a ptur, it's already covered. And the Kisui Adam needs this Dam, is important. The Hadas, no Hadas is important, I can pick any Hadas. They're not exactly parallel. I thought maybe, and I saw in the footnotes that Tosafot Rosh wanted to go this way, but then I realized that I don't really understand what he's saying, that somehow maybe you can answer this question by saying that a nira v'nidcha of dam is the equivalent to a dicha meikar of hadas, because hadas and dam are different. But, and I can be very clever and convince you all that I'm right, but I can't convince myself that I'm right.
Yeah, that means that it's like there's no when it's mechuseh, there's no hesitation of doing the mitzvah.
Correct. So if you want to say something like the difference between nira v'nidcha and dicha meikara is that dicha meikara is about not being able to do a mitzvah. Nira v'nidcha is about a bizoyon of something being passed when it was about to be used for a mitzvah. Then you could say that, since there's no bizoyon in Kisei Adam, there's no psul, it was just a ptur, then if Kisei Adam has, then in case of Kisei Adam, even if nira v'nidcha, since it doesn't have a bizoyon of a psul, it only has a ptur, is the equivalent of dichumei kara and other mitzvahs. And then you can answer that question, but I'm just not sure the logic actually works so well, so I'm not saying that. I didn't say anything. But for homework, you can go home and figure out if you can come up with a fourth answer to this question. Say, somehow Tamra Dichamikara is equivalent to Dam Nirvanivka because of some other difference between the case of Dam and Hadas. But I don't really have a good proof for it. Oh, I didn't look at the Masifta.
Okay, happens.
Who does he quote?
Reimer Rehab Pnim Shekatav Shehu Hu Dichui Meikara by Dam Shemiyat Sheargu Ra'ui L'chasoto Kiseo Harbua.
No, okay, that's a different answer. What he's saying is just making an okimta that this is actually a case of Dichui Meikara because as the Dam fell, it was already covered by the wind. So okay, that's a big okimta. Oh, that's a big okenta.
Okay.
Okay, you could say that if you want, but it's not so interesting to me. Okay, let's go by turn. Continuing the Gemara. The Gemara says, Lema ketanoi, let's say these machlok sanoi, of Rabbilik the Apostle, the very Lord of Ritzadim, Kham Machshir, Sarbu, the Chuliyam, Lulu, and Sarch Eged. At first, we think that everyone agrees the Lulu doesn't need Eged. Vim Tintulu, Sarch Eged, Loyal Fimusukami, Lulu Misuka. Either they all hold you don't need an Eged, so it's not a problem of Eged, or if you do need an egged, but they both agree you don't make you don't learn out sukkah from lulav. This is a mitas of lumina asun. In sukkah, we know it says you have to make the sukkah and not have it automatically made from something pre-existing, right? So, for example, you have to build the sukkah. You can't just take a big haystack and hollow out the middle. So then you didn't make it. You just cause it to automatically exist. You need a real asiyah. You can't cause it to automatically exist. That's why we're even machmir. That you can't put up the schach first and then the walls. So if you put up the schach first, then you haven't made schach because it's not called schach, but there's no walls. And then when you put up the walls, you're not making the schach, it's just automatically coming into existence. And that's a psul of tasav lumina asui. Okay, so, but we don't learn that lulav needs tasav lumina asui. Lulav doesn't need an asiyah like sukkah. So either lulav doesn't need an eged or it does need an eged, but you don't need a formal asiyas eged. It's enough to just in the end it has an eged. In which case, my love, Bahagamifli. So, what are Lazar Tzadok and the Chum arguing about? Must be this. Demand the Pasol, Sovereign Yishdichoyts al Mitzos. Where Lazar Tzadok Pasols, because he holds this Dichoy and Mitzos. And here there was Dichoy when it had too many berries. Omar Sover Lomi Yishdichoyts al Mitzos. And the Chum say there's no Dichoy and Mitzos, and that's why he turns kosher when he took the berries. Lo, there's another option. Everyone holds no dichoy mitzvah. So it's not about dichoy. And here they're arguing about whether to learn lulav from sukkah. Maybe the chol is about this. Whether you have tas of lomana also by lulav like you have by sukkah. Rulazar Tzadok says tas of lomana also you need to make the eged. They both hold you need an eged. You need to make the eged. And not for it to just happen automatically. So if when you tied it, it had too many berries, that wasn't an eged, because it wasn't a hadas. Then when you pick the berries, you were never ogate a proper hadas, it just automatically became a hadas and an eged, and that's puzzle. And the Chacham say, no, you don't need to ask a woman also. You don't need to formally make an eged out of kosher minim. As long as in the end there's an eged, that's good enough. Levi say, more another possibility. Or maybe, no, they both admit, if Lulav needed an eged, that eged would have to be an asiya bekashrus, meaning the time you tied it would have to be a proper asiya. You couldn't just fill in the details later, just like sukkah. The machlok says, do you need an eged or not? For Lazar said, it holds you need an eged. And since you tie it when it was puzzled, and then you made a kosher later, you never tied a proper hadas. So it's tas of lomana asoy. Chum hold, you don't need an eged in the first place, so it's a non-issue. Now the Gemara gets into a tangent. My time to review. Now, why does Rabbi Yehuda think Lulav needs an eged? Yalaf lakicha lakicha meagudas ezov. Ksivhaka lakachta lakama yomor yishon. Ksivhasa lakachta meagudas ezov. Malahal naguda. Afkan naguda. He holds that's exerashava. From the Agudas Ezov, which is mentioned by Pesach Mitzrayim, right? Agudas Ezov is a bundle of Ezov. It clearly means an Eged. That's the word. It's Agudas Ezov, right? It says black and white and Chumash means Eged. It has to be a bundle. So just like you have to tie the bundle of the Ezov in Pesach Mitzrayim, you have to tie the Minim. And the Chachamim hold Rabbanu les Lukich Lukicha. They do not have Masorah. This is a Rishav Lukich Lukicha. They don't learn it from anything, so you don't need an Eged. Who is the author of the Brice that says the mitzvah to tie your lulav? But if he didn't do it, it's kosher. Mani, who is this? E Rabbi Yehuda, if you log on my kosher. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, how can it be kosher without an eged? He learns exereshav, he needs an eged. E Rabbanan, my mitzvah. If they're Rabbanan, they don't need an eged. Why would it be a mitzvah chachila to do eged? My mitzvah of it. The answer is the Rabbanan mitzvah to the Kalim Vey, which we'll come back to when we finish discussing Dichoy. Really, it's the Rabbanan. Also, why is he a mitzvah chachila? Not because of exereshav. Because it's a kelim aveir, you should make it look nice, and it looks nice when it's tied together. Everyone knows, if you have a bundle, the bundle looks nicer tied together than it's a flopping all around, right? If I come home to my wife for Shabbos and I bring her 12 roses, it's much nicer if they're tied together neatly than if they're falling all over the place. At least that's what we're supposed to think now. Okay, skipping to Amud Beis. Right, because we already read the part about that enough of. And here it is a little peculiar that, like, in the middle of the... We haven't finished discussing Dichoy yet. We think we've finished discussing Dichoy. Now we discuss what we've already analyzed about the psul of having too many berries. Number B's in the eighth line, we get back to Dichoy. In Miyatan Kasher. If you pulled off berries and made it the Miyot, right, there are 40 berries and 30 leaves. Take off 11 berries and make it the Miyot. Or according to many Achronim, even take off 10 berries and make it 50-50, so it's not more berries. Then it is kosher. Demeatinu emach. When did you pull off these berries? Clearly here it's talking about pulling off berries before Yom Tov. Why? Because the next line in the Mishnah is that you can't pull them off on Yom Tov. So this line is before Yom Tov. You pulled them off on Erev Yom Tov when? Ilinga machmi de la agadei pshita. If you pulled them off before you did the egged, then obviously it's kosher. I mean, what's the problem if you pulled them off before you did the egged? Before you did the egged, it's not in the parsha of the mitzvah at all. That's like an animal that was like possibly before it was even hektish. No one says there's dichoy if the animal is possible before it's even hektish. It's only dichoy if when it's in the parsha, there's something wrong with it. So before the egged, obviously there's no problem. El levasul agde. It must be that you pulled off the berries after the egod. Dichoy meikara. Whoa, and that's a case of dichoy meikara, right? Because when you did the egged, when you tied it together, it had too many berries. It was possible from the beginning. And then you kasher it later, so doesn't that prove dichoy meikar is not dichoy? Tif shot me not dichoy meikar lo havi dichoy. Can't we prove that dichoy meikar is not dichoy? The olam basher da'agde. No, really, it's a case where taka, you were right. It's a case where you pulled those berries after egod. But that's no problem. Why? Because sover egod as mona bi'alma hu as mona bi'alma lav klumhu. Because this tana holds, and we seemingly paskin, egod is not really important. Egod is not significant. Egod doesn't start the mitzvah. Egod is merely has mona bi'alma. Is merely a setting something aside. If I set something aside, that's not significant in mitzvos. If I say this lulav is going to be for my arba minim, that has no halachic significance. I hektish it does. I can be makdish something by mitzvos. Then those are giving to hasmona. If I say this velvet bag is going to be a tefillin zekel, that has no halachic significance. That's hasmona b'yalma. If I say these are going to be shrouds for a mace, which are also right now, that has no halachic significance. I can still use them for whatever I want. I could still use it for, you know, carrying garbage. Because hazmana b'yalma has no halachic significance, only when I really turn it into a cheftishal mitzvah. So what we're saying is, eged doesn't really turn into a cheftishal mitzvah. We'll get back to this in a moment. And therefore, it's no halachic significance. And therefore, what we're saying is, what's the case here? The case here is that...
Where's my eraser?
Let's just review this case. This case is the top of Daf Lamed Gimel and Beis. I mean, literally the top. I mean, the top of where we started. And Daf Lamed Gimel and Beis, what do we say? We say here that that at 1 o'clock on your Dalet, there is Igud with Anava Merubin, Ipsol. At 2 o'clock on your Dalet, Miet Ha'anavim, then it's kosher, right? So even though now it was pasul, now it's kosher, and this has nothing to do with proving there's no dichoy. Kosher, and the sugya of dichoy is irrelevant. Why is the sugya of dichoy irrelevant? Because I'm not even in the parsha yet. Dichoy is only if you're in the parsha. Here I'm not even in the parsha. Why? Because as I'm not even in the parsha until when? Well, if the eged doesn't make me in the parsha, then when does the parsha start? And Yontif, right? Until Yontif starts. Okay. We'll keep that in the box. Let's continue. Says the Gemara of Eim Amat to be Yontif. Ha'avar v'liktan mai. You're not allowed to pick the berries and minimize the berries on Yontif. Why are you not allowed to minimize the berries on Yontif? Because that is mitakin kli, right? Because then you're fixing the hadas. Okay. What level of iser is this if you pick the berries on Yontif?
Machlokes Rishonim, of course.
Machlokes Rishonim. What does Rashi say?
One holds the rice, so one holds the rice.
Sounds like the Rabbanan.
Right. Rashi says, does Rashi say it here? Does it say it in the Mishnah? Maybe it's a little later, actually. Okay, we'll come back to where we'll come back to exactly the nature of the
Rashi
Lamed Gimel and Aleph. Thank you. There we are. Rashi Lamed Gimel and Aleph. Says, "Shvos shedom alim takin kli." So shvos, because it's like fixing a kli. The Achronim assume the reason it's not really fixing a kli is because it's not actually more useful when you pick berries. It's just kosher for a mitzvah. Since it's just a ritual kosher for a mitzvah, it's not actually useful for doing something physically. There's no physical improvement. There's only a ritual improvement. So, therefore, that is only a shvus d'rabbanan. The Mordechai in the back, we'll get to it, says it's an isser d'oraisa taka. That, no, this is a real tikkun. If it's a ritual improvement, that's very important. After all, what's more important? Doing mitzvos or, like, working at your job? If you fix something using your job, that's a malach d'oraisa. So if you fix something for using it as a mitzvah, that's even more of a malach d'oraisa. Okay. But it's also to do. What if b'di'evad you did it? So the diuk is a mamat to be yontif. But it doesn't say, normally, whenever the Mishnah says something d'asul l'chachila, what's the implication? It's kosher b'di'evad, because otherwise it would have said it's possible b'di'evad. So ha'avar v'lichton my kosher. Therefore, the diuk is, if you did the aveira and picked them on yontif, then what's the din? It's kosher. The ashkor emas, when did they become black? Remember, as long as they're green, it's okay. So when did they become black? Elim the ashkor me esmol, if they became black yesterday before yontif, then dichoy mei karahu. Then when yontif started, they were black, so it was dichoy mei kara. Tif shem mei dichoy mei kara lo dichoy. We can post that dichoy mei kara is not dichoy. Elolav the ashkor be yontif. It must be that they were green when yontif started and they were kosher. Then they became black in the middle of yontif. Now it's nirav nidcha. So nirav nidcha shams mei nirav nidcha goes nirav. Then we can post that even nirav nidcha can become kosher again and has no dichoy. So we might have shach. Either a poshe tichim eikara is not tichoy, or that nirav nidcha is not tichoy. So the answer is lo li olim da'ashram eikara. Obviously, we can only be poshe the smaller chiddush, not the bigger chiddush. If you have only two options, to prove a bigger kiddush or a smaller kiddush, you only have the right to prove the smaller kiddush. So really, they were black from the beginning. Dichmei kar d'lo v'dichoi tesho mino. We can prove from here that dichmei kar is not dichoi. Aval nira v'nidcha. Chose v'nira lo tifsho. But nira v'nidcha, we cannot be poshe from here. Maskan is that dichmei kar is not dichoi. That's what the base of this question. And nira v'nidcha is still a teku. Okay. So the maskan of the day is that dichmei kar is kosher. Nira v'nidcha is a question mark. How does that relate to the teku? Let's just review. For the Rachlebal, more perfect. Nir Vinich was never answered, and in Amad Aleph, it was a teku. For Tosos, difficult. Dichime Kara is answered here that it's kosher. Dichime Kara above is a teku. So the answer is here is biyado, there is not biyado. And for Rashi, either you just have to say, yeah, Dichime Kara is answered here, and there was a teku, but it wasn't a real serious teku. Or you could say, like Rabosa Shalaritva, that Nir Vinich, Dichime Kara is answered here, but Nir Vinichha is an unanswered question, and above when they said teku, they didn't mean on the original dichmei kara, they only meant on the secondary aspect of ner v'nidcha. Okay, great. Now we just have to deal with one problem. What's the one problem we have to deal with is the psak halacha. So let's deal with the psak halacha. Yeah, that's the second thing. Oh. One thing at a time. Okay, what's the psak halacha? Let's think about the psak halacha here. For a second. Psak halacha.
The Gabi looks shyly specifically. Maybe there's a few things to do.
Psak halacha Gabi Dichoy Behadas. So, what's the psak halacha for Dichoy Behadas? What's the Pashup Shat? What's the Pashup Shat? The Pashup Shat is. Someone tell me what's the pasuk shot in the Gemara. That, what's the psak halacha? Dichay meikara. Exactly. That is kosher. Ein dichay. Nere v'nidcha is a suffix, which we never resolved, right? That's the pshat in the Gemara. Tosos would make this a little more complicated, because Tosos say even dichay meikara is not so pasuk, right? What would Tosos add?
Only if it's
bien. Tosos would add, Nira v'nidcha is safek, Dichoy me'ikara, if it's biyado is kosher, if it's lav biyado is safek. Okay, but clearly Nira v'nidcha is safek, Dichoy me'ikara seems to be kosher. For Tosos, it depends if it's biyado or not. The problem is who? Who makes a problem here? The Rambam and the Rif. What does the Rif say here? I put the whole text here. The Ein Mimata Miyantif. Tana. The Brisa says, Im Avar V'Likdan Kasher. Im Avar V'Likdan Kasher. Notice he seems to have a slight difference here, so we had a deal to Im Avar V'Likdan Kasher. He seems to have a Brisa. Tana Im Avar V'Likdan Kasher. Okay, it doesn't matter. The Rif says Avar V'Likdan Kasher. Right? And what does the Rambam say? What does the Rambam say? Who said same thing? Right? Yonathan's right. The Rambam says the same thing. Says the Rambam. Perek Ches Halacha Hey. He says, Aver V'Likdan Kosher. So say the Rif and the Rambam. What's the problem? Problem is, says the Rif and the Rambam, Aver V'Likdan Kosher. Aver V'Likdan Kosher. Do they differentiate between Nira v'nidcha and Dichoy meikara? Right? That sounds like, right? Kosher. Seems like both Nira v'nidcha and Dichoy meikara are kosher. What's the two cases? Nira v'nidcha is what we call Ashkor b'yontif. Right? If they became black on Yontif, when Yontif started, it was kosher because they were green. They became black on Yontif near Venitre. Then you picked them, it became near again, it's kosher. And Dichoy Meikara, which is Ashkor Meyasmol. It was already black from yesterday when Yontif started. So this seems to be a stira. And to add to the stira, what is the Rambam Paskim Akiso Yadam? What is the Rambam Paskim Akiso Yadam? That's on the Makoros, no? Rambam Perik Helka Shchita, Perik Yud Dalid. Halacha Zion says the Rambam, And by the way, the Shulchan Aruch says the same thing as the Rambam here too. So if you want, you can build the Shulchan Aruch into this problem. It says the Rambam in Hilchas Shechita Be'Kisei Adam, right, all the way near the end. Hilchas Shechita, he says, Kisatu haruach, enochayv l'chasos, chazer v'nizgale, acher shekisatu haruach, chayav l'chasos, says the Rambam. And you can also add the Shulchan Aruch, that kisahu haruach, v'chozer v'nizgale, chayav l'chasos. And obviously, the case of kisahu haruach, don't give me your whoever you were quoting, Chaim, is this a case of Dichamei Kara or Nir Vinitcha, if the wind covered it and then became uncovered? Nir Vinitcha, because first it landed, and it was near it, then it got covered. So this is clearly a case of Nir Vinitcha. So what's the problem? The Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, in two places, the Rif, I forgot to check the Rif and Chulin, maybe they were false in two places, I don't remember from Chulin here, says that even Nir Vinitcha there's no Dichoy. That's against the Maskana of our Gemara. So what do you do with this stira? Okay, what's the most boring way to answer the stira? No. What's the most boring way to answer the stira? To deny that they ever said it. Who denies that they ever said it? No.
We changed the Rambam to say the other.
No. Who denies that they ever said it? Clue. No, you didn't get the clue yet? Or are you just too honest? You don't know what I'm holding? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Avar v'likdan, hine mechaber sasam bazeh. Mashva desfirlei, that even nira v'nidcha is chozer v'nira. But really, that's not true. It's in Ibai Dloyevshin and the Gemara. So look at the base. He also answers it in the Taz and the Gra. Everyone gives their answers. And what does he say? You know what he thinks? He thinks...
He's not sure, I thought.
Laniz daiti sounds like he's sure. I mean, Laniz daiti. He's very humble. He says, Laniz daiti? Lav rayu. There's no proof that they really meant this. He says they weren't talking about Nirva Nidche. Nir v'nidcha is a weird case. They were green when Yontif started, then turned black on Yontif, then you picked them? That's not a Stam case. A Stam case, they were black the whole time. So he says, the Rambam never meant to say Nir v'nidcha is kosher. He was only talking about Dicha Meikara. Why didn't he say so? Oh, it just wasn't so detailed. Right? And then he says, Benkach, even if I'm wrong, although he thinks he's right, since they weren't Mekel v'Feirush, you can't be Mekel. Okay. So one answer is the Mishnah Berurah. And we're going to put them together with the Pri Chadash. One answer is the Bir Halacha. And the Pri Chadash, the Bir Halacha and Pri Chadash just deny that they never said it. Right? They never said it. He says, they only meant to be Machshir Dichay Meikara. A case of Dichay Meikara. They never meant to be Machshir across the board. I know they said it in a Stam way. They said, Avar V'Likdan is kosher. They didn't mean to say, the Rambam never meant to say, oh, no matter what the case is, if you kosher it, it's kosher. No, what he really meant to say is, if it was Dichay Meikara, it's kosher. Why didn't he say so? Well, it was obviously meant Dichay Meikara, because come on, Stam case is that they were black from yesterday. I'm not sure I'm buying it. That's what he says. It's, oh, what do you do with this? This is clearly near Vinitcha, and yet the Rambam says Chayiv L'Chasos. What did the Pri Chadash say? Pri Chadash says, and in Hilchas Shechita, the Rambam meant Chayiv L'Chasos Misafek B'li Bracha. He didn't really mean you're Chayiv L'Chasos. He meant we're Misafek, and therefore you should do Kisei Adam without a Bracha. Okay, if you think this answer is dachuk, right, what they do is they deny the shita. If you think it's dachuk, I agree with you. I think it is dachuk. And the Pri Chadash dachuk, the Rambam says chayiv l'chasos, he meant chayiv misafek without a bracha. The Rambam knew how to say safek when he wanted to. Right? It's not like the Rambam never said you're chayiv misafek the whole Mishnah Torah. No, the Rambam knew how to say chayiv and how to say safek chayiv without a bracha. He should have told you if it's only a snir and nitcha, it's only a safek chayiv without a bracha. And I think the Mishnah Berurah is also, the Bir Halacha is also a little dachuk. It was obvious to us that they only went the case of dicha meikara and a stam case when it was black berries from yesterday. I don't know if it wasn't obvious to the Gemara. Why was it so obvious to the Rambam and the Rif and the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch?
The Gemara itself says that you're chayiv chasos. In the Gemara, you say either you chayiv because of no dikoy, or you chayiv because
of suffix.
Right.
So you think the Bechadosh is not dachuk?
Yeah.
Because you think that the Rambam, the Mishnah Torah, is supposed to be no more clear than the Shakta Vatariya of the Shas.
I mean, the Gemara itself, it wasn't like a side of like, are you chayiv or you're not chayiv, then you suffix, we're going to assume you're chayiv, you have to do it. It's, are you, you're for sure chayiv.
Okay, Chesdi's trying to give a different answer than the Bechadosh. Chesdi's trying to say, maybe there are mitzvah suffix, but somehow a suffix turns into a full chayiv through some mechanism that we're not going to explore now. If that's where you're going, you're right, but we're just not going to go there now.
Okay.
Okay, second answer. The other answers assume that no, there really is a shitusa. The second answers assume, all the other assume no, really is a shita. We really paskin. Paskin is not Hebrew. We really paskin that even nira v'nidcha is chozer v'nira v'mitzvos, right? We really paskin even nira v'nidcha is kosher by mitzvos. Unlike what it sounds like for the end of our Gemara.
Does that mean you think that there ain't you?
Exactly. Unlike maskana of our Gemara. Hold on. If we really paskin unlike maskana of our Gemara, what the Mishnah Berurah the Prichot is trying to do is take the Rambam and the Rif and the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch and fit them into the maskana of our Gemara. What all the other Mepharshim do is no. Take the maskana of our Gemara and try to fit it into the, and say, we don't pass like the maskana of our Gemara. Okay, but what gives us the right to not pass like the maskana of our Gemara? Are you just stamel and not paskin like a maskana of the Gemara? Are you stamel and not pass like a maskana of our Gemara? No, you need a good reason. So, anyone have a good reason for us? No? What do you mean by that? I'm not sure what you mean by that. So maybe the maskana of our Gemara is not really as clear as I'm making it out to be. Okay, but give me better. What factor would make this shitusa lekula? You know what? Let me erase some more.
Because if that's the Yirmiyah's question,
I'm going to erase some more.
If that's Rabbi Yirmiyah's question, so it stays.
I'm going to erase some more. Give me a second. Okay, so what would give us the right to paskin against the pshat of the maskana of our Gemara? The maskana of our Gemara says we are not poshi whether nir v'nidcha is kasher or pasul. And yet the Rambam Rif think we were poshi. Why? What gives you the right to say that?
Because once you kill dichai mirikara and you say that there's no such thing as a dichai there, then all of a sudden you see this as some kavona, so there's no dichai.
Okay, so hold that thought. Good. Any other answers? So first. Yeah, I just want to go in a different order. I have no time to send you. Says the Kesef Mishnah and many other and many other Achronim. Says the Kesef Mishnah. Says our Gemara is overridden by a different Gemara. By which Gemara? This is going to be similar, but fundamentally different from Tosfos. By which Gemara? He says, our Gemara held like Rava in Zvachim Chafdalim and Beis that Dichoy applies even if it's Biyado L'Takin. Our Gemara applied Dichoy even to when it's Biyado. Again, this is the same sugya as Tosos, but using it in a different way. Tosos is saying our Gemara already takes that sugya into account. Right? Tosos says, you can explain our Gemara using Rav Ashi. Kesmer says, no. We're going to give a different answer to the Tegu. Our Gemara held like Rava, but we Paskin, who do we pass like? Rav or Ravashi in general? We always pass like Ravashi against Rav. Why? He's the Basra, right. We pass like Rav Ashi there. And again, not like Tos says there's different levels of Biyado, etc., etc. No, 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 none of that stuff. That there's no dichoy if Biyado attacking, and therefore the psak that there's no dichoy, and the reason is Biyado. That's the Kesef Mishnah and many, many, many Achronim. Okay. That's the Kesef Mishnah and many Achronim. The.
What?
That's also Biyado. I know Tosos calls it not Biyado. Forget Tosos. Simple shot. Is it Biyado? Is Kisui Dan Biyado or not? Sure, because I can uncover it and then do the Kisui, right? It's Biyado all the time. Don't believe Tosos. The Kesef is saying don't swallow everything Tosos sticks in your mouth. Right? I know Tosos used this Gemara in a totally different way and ended up with tons of Dechak. Says, I'm using this Gemara in a very simple way. Our Gemara didn't care about Biyado and didn't hold from Biyado like Rava. Because Rava gives a different answer as Vachem Dafkof Dalet. Now, is it really proof because someone gives a different answer than you hold like the person gave the other answer? Yeah, sure. We all like Rav Ashi, and now Tamra's not Biyado, but the Rambam never discusses Tamra. Why? Because the Rambam holds Nikdam Rosh as Kasher, so it never comes up. We'll get to it. But Berries is Biyado, and Kisui Adam is Biyado. Berries, Biyado to pick, and Kisui Adam is Biyado to uncover and do Kisui Adam. And therefore, no problem. That's the Kesef Mishnah. The other main option is the Rabbeinu Manoach and the Taz and Rabbeinu Avraham Min Ahara. Right? Rabbeinu Manoach and Rabbeinu Avraham Min Ahara and the Taz on the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, what do they say? They say a different reason. They say the psak is that there's no dichoy, but the reason has nothing to do with Biyado. What's the reason? Because how do we paskin? The answer is because we paskin ein dichoy eitzel mitzvos. How do they know we paskin ein dichoy eitzel mitzvos? Isn't that against the maskan of our Gemara? Right? Isn't that against the maskan of our Gemara? You know we paskin ein dichoy eitzel mitzvos? Ah, so says this, Rabbeinu Noach's not so clear on. The Taz says it much more clearly than Rabbeinu Manoach, right? Says, explains the Taz. Did I put the Taz in the Makarot? I hope I did. Oh, I did. Great. And we had lots of time to do brackets. So, he says that even though the Maskana of the Gemara, right, the very last Maskana of the Gemara, says maybe Yeshtichu Yetzal Mitzvos in Nir Vinevcha, the Teiku says maybe Yeshtichu Yetzal Mitzvos, but even though there is a Maskana Sagamara that says Ibai Vulevshita, and a line in the middle of the Gemara that says Teiku, there's also an opinion that says, and they say it is a machlokes. There are different opinions within our sugya. Why? The last line of the sugya, as well as the line of Teiku, hold Safek Dichoy B'mitzvos. So where do we see there's a different opinion? So they point to two things. Number one, on Lamed Gimel and Aleph, doesn't the Gemara say Lo, doesn't the how does Rabbi Manoach say this? Says Rabbi Manoach, give me a second here. The lo mikri v'ikal amemri lo plig menorah etc. The ein dichay yatzal mitzvos lo shel kulav no shel chomer avafil nidur nidur ukip shoot to the masis and kisar ruach chayv v'chasun. Meaning Gemara the chuli alma the ein dichay yatzal mitzvos. Okay, where did it say the chuli alma ein dichay yatzal mitzvos? What? It never says the chuli alma ein dichay yatzal mitzvos, does it? Actually, do we have anywhere in our Gemara the Kuli Alma in the Chil Tzimtzis?
Right. Whenever Jeff
Yeah, shouldn't it? Lame Ketanoi, etc.
What's the first
Oh, the kulam alomi yishichas mitzvos, right there. Okay, so says Rabbeinu Manoach. Says Rabbeinu Manoach, though. Thank you. That's what I was looking for. Says Rabbeinu Manoach, the line of dechuli alma lo amrinan. Doesn't say in dichas mitzvos, but it says the same native words. Dechuli alma lo amrinan yesh dichuetzol mitzvos. Lo amrinan yesh zain. Right? That holds that there's no dichud mitzvos. And the Taz says very cleverly, I think here the Taz is taking ratcheting up Noach a step. He says there's two ways to read Rav Papa Gufa Mibayle. Rav Papa Gufa Mibayle, does that mean we're in Mibayle what Rav Papa held? Or we're Mibayle if Rav Papa was right? Right? Two ways of reading. Derav Papa Gufa Mibayle. Or whatever the exact phrase is. Derav Papa Gufa Mibayle. One way of reading it is Safek, what Rav Papa held. The other way of reading it is no. Rav Papa held Ein Dichoy Eitzel Mitzvos Klau. Safek is whether he is correct. Right? That's an ambiguous line. Do Rav Papa Gufa in Baile? Doesn't mean we're not sure what Rav Papa was thinking, or we're sure what he was thinking. He said in Dichetzel Mitzos. We're not sure if he was right or not. Okay, so.
Isn't
the.
Isn't this something about what the Tana of the Mishnah holds?
The. No, either way, we're talking about the Tana of the Mishnah held. Question is, are we mesupik what Rav Papa held the time of the Mishnah held, or Rav Papa held one way? We're mesupik if he was right or not. Says the Taz, says the most mefarshim, right? Rashi is not 100% clear. Rashi says Odilma mesapkali latana. He doesn't say mesapkali to Rav Papa, right? That's what Tana. Right? Exactly. So this is diyok. Birashi, Misapkale, sorry, let me just find the line. Misapkale, Litana. Why not say Misapkale to our Papa? And you could have said Misapkale to our Papa and Litana, but you would think you would talk about our Papa. Exactly. Mesapkale Latana and not Mesapkale Lirav Papa. Not only that, Rav Papa's language is Zoso Merisein Dichay Etzel Mitzvos. Right? His language is Zoso Merisein Dichay Etzel Mitzvos. As he went down, Rav Papa held, because he says Zoso Meris. Zoso Meris doesn't sound like he was with something, was Vadi or something. Zoso Meris sounds like Zoso Meris. This is the Taz. Says the Taz, hold on a second. We're Mesopach, but Rav Papa, it's Pasha to him. So says the Taz. It's interesting, Rabbeinu Noach didn't pick up on Rav Papa. He picked up on this anonymous line in the Shaka Vatari, which is not really a good deal, because I don't want to get into technicalities. The normal rule of Shas is that the Gemara says, in the case of analyzing a Chlop Tanoim, lo de kuli alma, then that doesn't necessarily prove we hold that way. It could just be that that was the only way to explore another possibility. It only proves you hold that way if they could have said the opposite and still explored another possibility, which here they couldn't have.
But the Rebbe says, also the Rebbe also says that this is a good deal.
He does?
Doesn't he?
You have to check. Says the Taz, Rav Papa himself holds Vadai Ein Dichoy Eitzel Mitzvos. So now we have two parts of the Gemara that are Mesopic, but two parts of the Gemara that are sure. And one of them is Rav Papa, is Mamash a name, who says it explicitly. Therefore, explains the Taz of Rabbeinu Noach. What do you do if you have two opinions of the Gemara? If you have two opinions of the Gemara, one says kosher, one says possible, how do you paskin? That's tricky. If you have two opinions of the Gemara, one says I'm not sure, and the other one says I'm sure, then what's the rule here? Or say perhaps Ein Sofek Lo Tamid Vaday. Baruch Shem Baruch Yadav is usually used in Din HaMamonos between litigants. Right? if there's some lines in the Gemara that are misufik and some lines in the Gemara that are sure that it's mutter, then we paskin it's mutter. So internally within our Gemara, we have a reason to paskin. We paskin in dichrei tzal mitzvos because we paskin like Rav Papa and like that anonymous line of l'kuli alma lor meaning dichrei tzal mitzvos against the takeover of Rabbi Yirmiya. The takeover also have to have a name there. Maybe it's the takeover of Yirmiya or the takeover of the analysis of Rabbi Yirmiya and the very end of the Gemara. Just because some lines of the Gemara weren't poshik, but other days of the Gemara were poshik. So we pass like the days that were poshik, they ain't suffering, it was a day vaday. That's the third way to answer the Rambam.
So that means that Rav Yirmiya didn't, that Rav Papa did not learn the end of the Gemara. The end of the Gemara is
exactly.
Only Rav
the end of the Gemara is not a leave it to Rav Papa, it's a leave it to Rav Yirmiya. Correct.
Okay.
And that's what we would say. We would say that this is, if we had to give names, good. We would say this is Aliba de Rav Yirmiya. This is Aliba de Rav Papa. Okay, Rav Yirmiya, some lines of the Gemara according to him did not know the answer. And Rav Papa and some lines of the Gemara according to him did know the answer. So we'll pass like someone who does know the answer and suppose someone who doesn't know the answer.
The whole goofa is not Aliba de Rav Papa then.
Exactly. That's not a leave it to our papa. It's a leave it to our Yirmiya. Okay. I'm not going to house the beast. I'll leave it now. If you looked at it, you see it's very clever. The Beis Halevi, he combined two and three. He said that he is a new pshat in our papa. Although it's not pshat in the Gemara. It's very clever. It's not pshat in the Gemara. He says he wasn't misufik with the yesh dichrei in dichrei tzal mitzvos. He was sure that there's no dichrei v'kishi adam. He was just misufik, but the reason there's no dichrei is because biyado, or the reason there's no dichrei is because ain't dichrei tzal mitzvos. But we manifest either there's no dichrei in biyado, or there's no dichrei by mitzvos. In which case, any case, mitzvos in biyado, there's no dichrei. Okay, I want to just end with the grux. I think the grux is very important in the Gemara. Says the grux. It's a little complicated. It's a little cheshbeni. It's very important in the Gemara. Why do I like this grux? Because, no. Because there's, you know what, it's always better when you answer a question if you also answer some other question at the same time, right? Like if you kill two birds with one stone, it's always better than killing two birds with two stones. So, what's the basic problem in our Gemara that I kept pointing out? Why is our sugya split in half? Our sugya split in half. Half of the dichrei sugya, I know I read it all together today because I cheated and organized it more conceptually than the Gemara did. So, until now we've been assuming, okay, Bednar is more conceptual than the Babylonian Talmud, and I first dealt with the Psul Vanav and Reuben, and then went back to all the Dichoy stuff, and the Gemara is a little haphazard here and there, and you know, how the Gemara works, they get into this, into that, and they split the Dichoy Sugya with some irrelevant thing in between. Not a relevant thing, but something not Dichoy in between. That's how everyone but the Gemara learns it. But, the Gemara says, isn't it strange that there's two different Sugyas of Dichoy in Amad Aleph and Amad Beis, and it's not just the two different Sugyas of Dichoy. We kept mulling this thing again and again. These two sugyas are not even taking each other into account. Tainach was two different sugyas. There's an interruption in the middle, and they pick up where they left off. Not so bad. There's a sugya of dichoy, gets into something else, then picks up. But each sugya is so to the other sugya. Not only that, here's the kicker of the gra. In Amud Aleph, what analysis appears and what analysis does not appear in Amud Aleph? The question in Amud Aleph is, what's the question of Amud Aleph? Is there dichoy by mitzvos or not? What words do not appear in Amud Aleph and cause all the Rishonim headaches? Meikara versus Nir V'nidcha. In Amud Aleph, there's no difference between Meikara and Nir V'nidcha. There's only a difference between mitzvos and non-mitzvos, right? And that creates all the headaches. On Amud Beis, what phrase does not appear? Don't tell me what appears in Rashi and Tosos. What phrase does not appear in the Gemara in Amud Beis? Ein dichoy tzal mitzvos, yesh dichoy tzal mitzvos. There's no mitzvos on Amud Torah mitzvos. They don't bring up Ein or Yesh Dichrei Tzal mitzvos on Amud Beis. What do they discuss incessantly? Dichrei Meikara and Nira V'nidcha. Meaning you even start with the same thing. Start with the same thing. Im Lichton Avar V'Lichton Kasher. On Amud Aleph they say, doesn't this prove Yesh Dichrei Tzal mitzvos, Ein Dichrei Tzal mitzvos? On Amud Beis they say, doesn't this prove Dichrei Meikara is not Dichrei or Nira V'nidcha is Chozer V'nira? It's like, they're two totally different sugyas that forgot about each other. One is on Amud Aleph, one is on Beis. They're talking different languages. What's pshat? So everyone, until the Gra assumed, the Gemara is funny like that. What can you do? Right? And it really is a continuation. It's just like sometimes they use one phrase, sometimes another phrase, but it's striking, no? It's a little funny. How come Amud Aleph and Amud Beis are different sugyas? They sometimes analyze the same case, but they never use the same words to analyze and never talk to each other and never coordinate with one another. So, says the Gra, what must be? It must be these are two different sugyas which are unrelated to each other. Says the Gra like this. Everyone else says there's one sugya of dichoy b'mitzvos me'ikara and nira v'nidche b'mitzvos. Right? That's what we just said here. One big sugya. I know only in Amud Beis they mention the words me'ikara and nira v'nidche, and they conveniently ignore them in Amud Aleph. Lav davka. Only in Amud Aleph they mention in dichoy tzol mitzvos. They conveniently ignore them in Amud Beis. Lav davka. It's one big sugya. And what's the halacha? I'm just repeating what we had above. This is in dichoy, and this is suffik. Right? Why, by the way, would there be in excuse me? Why, by the way, would there be in dichoy? Meikar and mitzvos, but maybe dichoy nirva nidche. That's how Rashi and Tosfos read it. Rashi and Tosfos explicitly bring up an aleph into Amud Beis. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Dibra Maschil, where's the Rashi I'm looking for? Yeah. Tifshut Minei, David Vade, Dicha Meikara, Adav, and Yer Nidcha, the Mashalom Nira, the Mitzvah Meyoloman Achshav, Hashtud, Mitzchazi. Right? And Tosfos is very explicit. Look at Tosfos, Tifshut Minei, Dicha Meikara, Adav, Dicha, Le'inyan Mitzvos, Davka, Capricious Le'el. Only for Mitzvos, right? The maskan is only for mitzvos, but what does Tosfos say? The karbanos nira v'nidche is eino chozer v'nira. That means it's nidche forever, and dichoy meikara havi dichoy. By karbanos, there's no difference in dichoy meikara and nira v'nidche, but in mitzvos, there's a difference in dichoy meikara and nira v'nidche, and it's all one big sugya. By the way, is it an easy or hard svara why by mitzvos there should davka be a kula by dichoy meikara and not by karbanos?
Yeah.
I think it's an easy svara. Why? By mitzvos, by karbanos, even if it's nidcha meikara, is it in the parsha? Yes, because it is. It's hektish. Karbanos, you make hektish. It's in the parsha whether it likes it or not. So even dichoy meikara is dichoy. By mitzvos, if it's dichoy meikara, it was never kosher for the mitzvah. It's never in the parsha in the first place. There's no dichoy. That's what it says. By karbanos, there's dichoy meikara and nirva nidcha. Because once it's hektish, it's in the parsha. By mitzvos, there's no hektish. So if it's nirva nidcha, it was good for the mitzvah, derailed. That's a suffix. Because dichoy meikara is never good for the mitzvah. Then it was never nidcha, because it was never in the parsha, because there's no hektish. Right? That's what the Rav says. The rest of them are similar. Because it was never in the parsha, because there's no hektish. That's easy. The Gra says different. What does the Gra say? And I just need the Gra so much to the Gemara. Dark Bakodi, she's reading the Gemara Kepshuto. Says the Gra, two separate sugyot. Sugya one, Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph says, are mitzvos equal to karbanos or not? That's Lamed Gimel and Aleph. You can't differentiate between dichoy meikara and nirva nidcha. Because we're not interested in dichoy meikara and nirva nidcha. We're interested, are mitzvos equal to karbanos or are mitzvos not equal to karbanos? Right? Are mitzvos equal to karbanos or not? The assumption, and this is not like Rashi low duck. This is better than Rashi. Rashi says, oh, they didn't yet differentiate. Not they didn't yet differentiate. That's not the topic here. The assumption is that nira v'nidcha and dichoy meikara are equal. On lamed gimel lamed beis, no, then the assumption is that mitzvos and karbonos are equal. What's the question? Right? The question is dichoy meikara
equal to nireva nidcha.
Okay. Is dichme yikara equal to nireva nidcha or not? Two different state. What's the chap of the gra? You can't pick that karbanos have nireva nidcha and dichme yikara, and mitzvahs only have nireva nidcha. No, no. Either mitzvahs are equal to karbanos or they're not. Either nireva nidcha is equal to dichme yikara or we're not. How do we paskin on these things? Now let's see how we paskin. What's the psak? Add the gra. Is dichme yikara dichme or not? Who remembers last year? Do we paskin dichme yikara is dichme or not? Right? What do we paskin? By karbanos, yes. Dichme yikara is equal to nireva nidcha. Remember Rabbi Yochanan says, shma mina tlas, right? Dichme yikara shmi dichme. And that's what we paskin all over. We paskin in kachin, we paskin dichme yikara shmi dichme. Okay, are mitzvos equal to kachim or not? How do we paskin? Well, let's see. Avar v'liktan kosher. What does that prove? If avar v'liktan is kosher, what does that prove? It could prove there's no dichme yikara, but that's not true because we paskin kachim, there is dichme yikara. So what's the only other option?
It's not like kachim.
That mitzvos are not like kachim proves ein dichoy b'mitzvos, since dichoy korish me dichoy. What he's just, the only difference between him and Rashi and Tosos is he assumes they assume it's one cholin sugya. Is there dichoy kor by mitzvos? Is there nirvan idcha by mitzvos? And the answer is there's no dichoy kor mitzvos, nirvan idcha is a suffix. He assumes there are two different sugyas. The reason they're not talking to each other is because they're two different sugyas. There's one sugya of dichoy b'mitzvos. We have to answer yes or no. You're not allowed to say in between. There's one sugya of dichoy meikara. You have to answer yes or no, no in betweens. So we know the answer is dichoy meikara because in Kiddushin, in many places in Shas, we paskin dichoy meikara is dichoy. Now that we know that dichoy meikara is dichoy, we want to know if mitzvos have dichoy or not. So mitzvos can't have dichoy, because Avar v'liktan is kosher. And don't say mitzvahs only don't have dichoy and dichoy meikara, because you're not allowed to have in-betweens. Either mitzvahs have dichoy that kachim or they don't have kachim. Once kachim have dichoy meikara dichoy, then either mitzvahs have dichoy even meikara or they don't have dichoy at all. And since they can't have dichoy meikara, they must not have dichoy at all. And that's why the Rambam and the Rif and the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch paskin the way they did. Because we now can't combine them into one sugya of dichoy meikara b'mitzvahs. That's not what the Gemara says. The separate sugya of dichoy mitzvos, which didn't get a clear answer. A separate sugya of dichoy mitzvos didn't have a clear answer. A separate sugya of dichoy meikara, which seems to have had a clear answer. However, once we paskin the rest of Shas that dichoy meikara is dichoy, then we know by karbanos nirva nidcha is possible and dichoy meikara is possible. Now mitzvos either have to be the same as karbanos or separate. They can't be the same as karbanos, because Avar v'liktan is kosher, so it must be the ein dichoy mitzvos, and that's the Rambam's psak. Just to summarize, those who didn't follow should sit and work out the cheshbon. I told you it was cheshbon, I warned you. I just think it might even be, it's cheshbon, but it might be true. Here's the nekuda very simply. For Tosos, it's all one joint sugya of nirav and intchen, dichoy meikara and mitzvos. So therefore, you can paskin, mitzvos don't have dichme yikara, but do have nirva nidcha. For the grother, two separate sugyas. Either mitzvos have dichoy, or they don't have dichoy. You can't split the difference. You can't make in between. You can't say mitzvos do have dichoy, because Avar v'liktan kosher, and you're not allowed to split it. Therefore, it must be mitzvos don't have dichoy, and that's the makor, the psak of the Rambam. That is the logic of the gra. Again, as an answer to the Rambam, it's a little cheshbani, and I might have taken a different answer. But what's nice about the gra is that I think it's shot in the sugyas, because we have two separate sugyas that don't talk to each other and use totally different words without any overlap at all, and seem to just analyze the same sources in different ways. According to the gra, it's very meduya, because it's not one big sugya, it's two separate sugyas, and then that's the key to the answer to the Rambam. Okay, we'll pick up Mirza Shem with Egged next time.
Correct, the taker doesn't sit. Right, so, meaning the grunt doesn't solve the offer.
No. I just, it's my fault for running out of time. The Gra is super Medoya Kanamanalis. Why? It says Keiku, and then it says Leima Ketanoi. They must be arguing about Yishtichi Etzal Mitzvos. And then it says, no, maybe they both agree Yishtichi. What are the two possibilities? They both agree Yishtichi Etzal Mitzvos? Or the Chachamim hold. Either they both agree in Dichoi, or the Chachamim hold in Dichoi. So either they both agree in Dichoi Etzal Mitzvos, or the Chachamim hold in Dichoi Etzal Mitzvos. And we pass like Chachamim. The Keiku is overridden. The Keiku can be overridden.
Okay.
If anyone wants to just see, Chesed is right. I didn't say the bombshell way of presenting the Grah. If anyone has another 30 seconds, I'll tell you the bombshell way of presenting the Grah right here. Did you get the board yet?
Nope.
What?
Still on recording. No,
okay, great. Here's a bombshell way of taking the Grah. End of Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. What does it say? Rabbi Lazar ber Tzadok versus Chachamim, right? Rabbi Lazar ber Tzadok versus Chachamim have two possibilities. Possibility one is Rabbi Lazar ber Tzadok holds Yesh Dichoi Yetzal Mitzvos, and the Chachamim hold Ein Dichoi Yetzal Mitzvos. What's possibility two? Lekulei Alma Ein Dichoi Yetzal Mitzvos. Oh, what does that prove? Either the Chacham holding Dichoi Etzal Mitzvos, or Rabbi Lazar of Tzadok, or everyone holding Dichoi Etzal Mitzvos. If we pass like Rabbim, then Mimanav Shach in Dichoi Etzal Mitzvos, in which case Mimanav Shach Lehalacha Ein Dichoi Etzal Mitzvos. That's, he says, of course the Teiku is overridden. They had a Teiku, but then they proved either the Chacham holding Dichoi or everyone holding Dichoi. Oh, why isn't any of the other Rishonim Achronim convinced by this? Because they all say that's only that Meikarein Dichoi Etzal Mitzvos. But Nira V'Nincha there is. But the Gras says, no, you're mixing it on a base on an Aleph. I think Amun Aleph is his own Sugya. Amun Aleph is his own Sugya. Nothing with Meikara and Nira V'Nincha. And the Maskana is either the Chacham where everyone holds Ein Dichoi, which means we pass by Dichoi, Shalom Al Yisrael. The Gemara is over on Lama Gimel
Manal.
And all you have to do is separate the Sugyas and the Teiku has been overridden. That's maybe the better way of expressing the Grah. He thinks that you're not allowed to use where they override a Teiku.
Yeah, that, and I'm saying that's the one awkwardness which
okay,
he has. Okay,
that's the one Dechak of the
Grah. You know, it's better than other Dechak.
Fair enough.
Right.
That's the one Dechak of the Grah. But if you read the Grah, it's very pashut.
Right.
They overrode the Teiku with Maskana and Amad Aleph. It's only the other Rishonim who bring it up and they say that only meant Meikara. The Grah says, what do you mean? Amad Aleph doesn't say anything about Meikara. Just says, Ein Dichoi Etzal Mitzvos. Shalom Al Yisrael.